On January 20th, 1942, a gathering convened in a villa situated on the shores of Lake Wannsee at the western outskirts of Berlin. This assembly comprised 15 senior officials from the Nazi bureaucracy. During this meeting, light refreshments were offered along with glasses of cognac. The entire agenda was as chilling as it was succinct, planning the organizational, logistical, and material aspects of a defining resolution to the Jewish issue in Europe. In just 90 minutes of deliberation, the blueprint for the Holocaust was conceived. Welcome to That's Life, I Swear. This podcast is about life's happenings in this world. Happenings that conjure up such words as intriguing, frightening, life-changing, inspiring, and more. I'm Rick Barron, your host. That said, here's the rest of this story. So what's the abstract of this book? Peter Longrich's book, Wannsee, Planning the Final Solution, is but 106 pages in length. Now, don't let the short length of this book fool you. From page to page, you find the deep research the author put into this book. You find great detail and a deeply insightful examination of this pivotal event in the Holocaust history. The content explores how the Reich's relentless and rapidly advancing system of mass murder had already begun its gruesome operations, leading to the tragic loss of hundreds of thousands of Jewish lives through massacres across occupied Europe. Now, why this meeting with Reinhard Heydrich, the SS Intelligence Service and Security Police Chief, and 15 high-ranking Nazi associates arranged? The Holocaust was already underway, yet what was lacking was a systematic blueprint to streamline and intensify the operation. What was required was the establishment of a well-oiled administrative apparatus, with various departments effectively coordinating logistics and procedures. More critically, there was a need for a centralized command that could oversee and direct the escalating brutality, thereby laying out an organized and unified strategy for the harrowing path that lay ahead, that being the elimination of 11 million Jews off the face of the earth. This meeting of 15 would establish what was needed to meet that goal, which they titled The Final Solution. Now, the author dives into the historical context, the participants, and the discussions that occurred during this meeting, shedding light on the bureaucratic and logistical aspects of the genocide that would be coming. The copious written notes recorded, then transferred via typewriter during that meeting, transcribed across 15 pages, abstain from the explicit references to murder. Instead, they employ such phrases as evacuation, reduction, and treatment. Furthermore, they allocate responsibilities to various government departments along with their corresponding specialists. I must admit that reading this book was very unsettling. At times, some of the content was very chilling to take in. What was decided amongst these 15 high-ranking German officials in historical notes and other records were veiled in a facade of deceptive language. Reviewing the list of nations and the calculated number of Jewish individuals earmarked for extermination, it becomes evident that this meeting harbored extensive and sinister intentions. I mean, the blueprint was clearly aimed at the lives of 11 million people, revealing the ugliness of their evil-minded designs. Now, here's something to ponder. What does 11 million people mean? How do you frame that? Well, take this into consideration. Combine the entire populations of New York City and Los Angeles, and you have the picture. One of the book's notable strengths is the depth of research. Peter draws upon a wide array of primary sources, including documents, letters, diaries, and official records, to reconstruct the events leading up to the conference and what transpired within it. The author's meticulous approach ensures that readers gain a comprehensive and nuanced understanding of the decision-making process that led to the Holocaust. Peter also provides a critical examination of the participants in the Wannsee conference, including their motivations, roles, and interactions. He dispels the myth that the conference was a mere formality and instead portrays it as a significant moment in the development and the execution of the Holocaust. Readers are given insight into the intricate machinery of the Nazi regime and the calculated efforts to rationalize and implement mass murder. The author's writing style is academic, which might make it more suitable for readers with a keen interest in Holocaust studies and history. Let's talk about the author. Peter Longbridge is a distinguished historian and author for his extensive and influential work in the field of Nazi Germany and the Holocaust. Born on December 31, 1955, in Krefeld, Germany, Peter's career has been defined by his commitment to excessive researching and documenting the history of the Third Reich. He is widely recognized for his significant contributions to the academic study of the Nazi regime and Adolf Hitler. He earned his PhD in modern history from the University of Munich and taught and conducted research at various institutions. His work is characterized by its rigorous attention to detail and a commitment to unraveling the complexities of Nazi ideology, politics, and the Holocaust. One of the author's most prominent and influential books is Hitler, a biography, published in 2015. This comprehensive biography delves into the life and actions of Adolf Hitler, providing deep insights into the personality and motivations of the man responsible for some of the most horrific atrocities in history. Peter has received numerous awards and fellowships for his work. He is a member of the Order of Merit of the Federal Republic of Germany and a fellow of the British Academy. He is perhaps one of the most respected historians of Nazi Germany and the Holocaust. His work has made a significant contribution to our understanding of this dark period in human history. What drew my interest in reading this book? Well, the book got my attention when watching a movie on streaming TV. The title of the movie was Conspiracy. The plot of the movie began by taking you to the outskirts of Berlin to an area known as Wannsee. The movie goes on to call out that on January 20th, 1942, senior Nazi officials met to determine the manner in which the so-called final solution to the Jewish question could best be implemented. I gotta tell you, the movie really intrigued me, leading to research more on this piece of dark history. Reading the book, you find yourself astonished at the disconnect between atrocity and humanity reflected in meeting minutes during this conference. I mean, there's not the slightest hint of remorse at the specifics of genocide planned for the Jews. It's just the opposite, that you read that those in attendance displayed an eager appetite for ethnic cleansing. Knowing that this happened leaves you in a state of stunning dismay, and after all the proceedings were over, you're even more amazed at how cavalier the members of this meeting broke for breakfast. Well, what can we learn from this story? What's the takeaway? In Wannsee, Planning the Final Solution, Peter's book successfully illuminates a crucial juncture in the Holocaust history. The book contributes to our understanding of the inner workings of the Nazi regime, the mindset of its key figures, and the bureaucracy that facilitated the murder of millions. Longrich's book is a sobering and unflinching look at the dark side of human nature. It is a reminder of the capacity for evil that existed and does to this day. The book gives cause to confront the reality of human corruption and the importance of fighting against intolerance and hatred. While it may be more academically oriented, it is a must-read for those seeking a deeper, more nuanced comprehension of the Holocaust. Peter's commitment to historical accuracy makes this book invaluable for anyone interested in this chapter of human history. Well, there you go, my friends. That's life, I swear. For further information regarding the material covered in this episode, I invite you to visit my website, which you can find on either Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts, for show notes, calling out key pieces of content mentioned, and the episode transcript. As always, I thank you for listening and your interest. Be sure to subscribe here or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode. See you soon.